Jack Robinson is here. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We check in with him on Friday mornings. So we had a big winter storm this week. How does that affect the economy?
It's going to be difficult to tell for a while yet, but I'm thinking the effect probably is negligible. As far as retail goes, we're lucky that it's during the week, and we've got a couple of weeks yet to Christmas. So I'm expecting the impact will be fairly small.
Well, Nugget Market has quietly open a new kind of grocery store in Cameron Park. It's called Forklift. What's that all about?
The name is kind of a play on words. It refers to the farm-to-fork craze, but also to the warehouse style of discount supermarket. This was a food-for-less outlet operated by Nugget, and which is better known, I think, for its brand name stores, which emphasize gourmet food and organic produce. So the company is experimenting in finding a way to appeal to both the pocketbook and latest culinary trends. It offers organic food, but also the warehouse style merchandising. It's interesting, I think, that the company hasn't made a big splash about this, and it has no immediate plans to expand this format to other food-for-less stores that it operates. But experts say that's probably good. It's best to go slow with new formats. Shoppers are reluctant to change, and Nugget clearly plans to move cautiously here.
We had more food news this week. A much-admired cheese shop in East Sacramento called The Cultured and The Cured said it's closing. That's got to be bad news for some foodies.
This store definitely developed a following, and the owners aren't publicly discussing it, but we can only presume they just didn't draw enough shoppers. You know, it's kind of been a bad time for cheese lately. A restaurant called Cheese Louise closed last month in downtown Sacramento. That was about a year after it opened with a lot of fanfare. So, I don't know, the cheese, it was looking for a while like cheese would be sort of the next beer and meat food trend, but I'm not sure I'd bet on that now.
The Business Journal this week reported that a Bay Area specialty food company is moving to Woodland. Is this a big coup for the region?
It's a modest deal in itself, but it signals a growing momentum for Woodland. Now, the company's called SF Spice Company. It's moving something like 75 jobs from South San Francisco. Two things are at work here. Bay Area prices definitely are pushing manufacturers out, and Sacramento is a good place for them to go. Also, Woodland's deep connection to agriculture and ag tech firms make it really a great location for food companies.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio News.